Welcome to the deep dive. We've got the book, Resilient Powerful Lessons for Turning Your Adversity into Extraordinary Success here.
Yeah, quite a title.
It is. And for this deep dive, we thought, let's focus on the person behind the book.
The author, Ethan R. Espach.
Exactly. We're using the book itself, mainly about the author and his intro, as our source.
Makes sense. Sometimes knowing where the author's coming from, their background, it adds a lot.
Totally. It gives context to the lessons, you know, helps understand why they see resilience the way they do.
Right. So it might help listeners connect more with the material.
Okay. So let's jump in. The book calls him a dynamic force in the business world.
Uh-huh. Someone who drives change and builds things globally.
That straight away tells you something, doesn't it? Building a global presence isn't exactly smooth sailing.
No, definitely not. You'd expect someone like that to have faced, well, significant challenges.
So when he writes about resilience, it's probably not just theory.
Likely coming from, yeah, real-world experience, overcoming actual stuff.
And his background is interesting. He's got qualifications in both mechanical and electrical engineering.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's quite technical.
It is. And you wonder, does that engineering mindset, you know, problem-solving structure...
Does that come through in how he approaches resilience, like a systematic way?
Could be. Something to look out for as you read, maybe.
And his actual experience mirrors this. It lists mechanical and electrical engineering work, but then also entrepreneurship, sales, marketing. That's quite a range.
It really is. It suggests he's seen the whole picture, right? From the nuts and bolts to, well, selling it.
Yeah. Different kinds of problems, different kinds of challenges, technical ones, market ones.
Scaling issues, maybe.
So his view on bouncing back could be pretty well-rounded.
That makes sense. He's likely seen adversity from lots of angles.
The book also mentions this commitment he has, empowering individuals.
And delivering world-class solutions tailored to their needs.
It sounds almost like a personal mission statement, doesn't it? Beyond just business. Yeah. And you wonder if maybe he sees this book resilient as one of those solutions.
That's a good question. A tool for empowerment, basically.
Fits the theme, certainly.
He's also apparently worked really hands-on with manufacturing plants.
Oh, yeah. Doing what?
Improving production, assembly, engineering design, even drawing offices, and advising on marketing strategy, too.
Okay, so he gets into the weeds. Practical, problem-solving stuff on the ground level.
Right. And that kind of experience. It must give you tons of real-world examples.
Absolutely. Resilience isn't always, you know, some grand theory. Sometimes it's fixing the small stuff, adapting on the fly.
I wonder if those kinds of concrete examples pop up in the book.
We'll have to see.
Then there's this detail about Espach Transport, providing vehicles for film productions.
Film productions. Okay, that seems a bit different.
Yeah, and the book links it to empowering people. It says it uniquely positions him.
Huh. How so, I wonder?
Well, maybe. Think about film sets. High pressure, tight deadlines, things constantly changing.
Yeah, logistics must be crazy. Lots of unexpected problems, I bet.
So perhaps navigating that world gave him a different perspective on adaptability, on problem solving under fire.
Could be. That kind of dynamic environment definitely tests your resilience. Interesting connection.
And within his own holding company, he's a director focused on employee growth, developing skills.
Okay, so there's that empowerment theme again, investing in people's potential.
It suggests a real belief that people can grow stronger, adapt, overcome.
Which ties right back into resilience, doesn't it? It's not just bouncing back, but growing through it.
Maybe the book gets into how to develop that inner strength.
Could be. He's also a motivational speaker.
Right. Committed to giving practical, up-to-date information and easy-to-understand principles.
And crucially, proven to work suggests it's based on experience, not just ideas.
Yeah, and his talks are apparently broadcast live from conferences, book launches, graduations. So he's actively sharing this stuff.
Reaching a pretty wide audience then, trying to be relevant and timely.
Which brings us to the book itself, Resilient. The intro calls him the epitome of resilience. Strong words.
Very strong. And it says he's designed a comprehensive succession plan in the book for reaching your potential.
What do you make of that claim, epitome of resilience?
Well, based on the varied background engineering, business, film logistics, you can see how he might have built up a lot of resilience. He's navigated different tough environments.
True. The book will need to show that through its stories, I guess.
Exactly. And it's not just the book, is it? There's a coaching program, too.
Yeah, also called Resilient. A transformative guide, blending the book's wisdom with tools for growth.
So the book might be the foundation, the core ideas.
Seems like it. With the coaching offering a deeper, more personalized dive, perhaps.
Okay, that makes sense. A layered approach.
Now, let's get into his personal take. He says he really enjoyed writing the book based on his practical experience as an entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
And he realized starting a business wasn't easy without guidance, and good advice was often expensive.
Ah, so that was a big motivation, sharing what he learned, maybe the hard way.
Seems like it, making those lessons more accessible.
That's a pretty common driver for authors like this, wanting to pass on hard-won knowledge.
And I like how he puts this. I wrote this book not as an expert in everything resilience, but as a fellow traveler.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
On personal and business growth. It makes him sound much more grounded, you know?
Definitely. Less like a guru on a mountaintop, more like someone who's been in the trenches. Creates a connection.
Like he gets the ups and downs because he's still on the journey himself.
Right. And he also says he shares the vision, processing, and implementing lessons, including mistakes.
That's huge, isn't it? Being willing to talk about the failures.
Absolutely. People learn so much from hearing what didn't work and how someone recovered. It's more honest.
More real. Yeah. Not just a success story.
Yeah. And he says his goal isn't just a reference manual. He wants to meet those readers who seek more than advice.
But seek to know the author and find inspiration through the stories shared.
So expect personal stories, narrative-driven stuff.
Which often sticks with you more than just abstract principles,
right? Totally. Stories connect on a human level.
He even calls the book an opportunity to get to know the author more deeply, like a form of mentorship.
Interesting way to frame it. Positions the book as more of a companion, a guide.
Yeah, maybe makes the advice feel more personal, like it's coming from someone you sort of know.
And he emphasizes that resilience has been a defining trait for him personally.
So the book is his way of passing on that empowerment, that guidance.
It feels like it comes from a genuine place then, rooted in his own life.
Probably gives the writing a certain authenticity, a passion.
You'd think so. And here's a neat little detail. He mentions it was a self-funded project.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that the process taught him that anything is possible if your desire is greater than the obstacles.
Wow. So the act of creating the book was itself an exercise in resilience for him.
Exactly. It kind of proves his own point, doesn't it? Adds another layer of credibility.
He also uses this image. He wants to tap into the reader's inner strength, the Navy SEAL living within you.
That's a powerful metaphor.
Yeah, evoking mental toughness, discipline, perseverance.
Suggesting it's something inherent we can all cultivate, not just for elite soldiers.
Right. And he clarifies again, the book is an essential guide, but the coaching program is for a more comprehensive approach.
Setting expectations, clearly. The book is the starting point, the foundation.
With more support available if you want it.
Makes sense.
And finally, that dedication. He thanks his father, George Esbach.
For what specifically?
For embodying resilience and teaching us valuable lessons about transforming adversity into extraordinary success.
Ah, okay. So it's partly inspired by his father's example, too.
Seems like it. Suggests these aren't just business lessons, but maybe life lessons passed down.
Adds another layer of depth. Makes it feel grounded in personal history.
So wrapping this introduction up, Ethan Esbach comes across as, well, pretty multifaceted.
Definitely. Engineering, business, logistics, speaking, writing.
And his reasons for writing Resilient seem really tied to his own journey, the challenges, the mistakes.
And this clear desire to share practical stuff, empower others.
He frames himself as a fellow traveler, not some untouchable expert, wants to connect through stories.
Yeah, and the book itself seems like part of his own resilient act, being self-funded.
So knowing all this about him, it does give you a richer context when you open the book, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You understand the perspective behind the words. It's not just theory. It's rooted in a pretty diverse and challenging life, it seems.
It adds weight to the advice, knowing where it comes from.
For sure. Offers that potential for real wisdom drawn from experience.
So a final thought for our listeners.
Yeah.
Knowing a bit about Ethan Esbach's path now, what resonates most with you?
Yeah. As you think about your own challenges, what part of his background or motivation clicks?
Does his diverse experience change how you might approach the advice in Resilient? Definitely something to keep in mind as you dive in.
Good point.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the author behind Resilient.